The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by Miss Jade to the Max. Hi, Jade.
Hola. Hola, friends.
How's everything going? You having a good weekend?
Things are going swell, and the weekend has been uneventful, which is a good thing.
Very good thing. Very good thing. Well, thank you for joining me once again. We're getting ready to talk about one of the most anticipated SmackDowns in a long time based off what happened at SummerSlam. But before we get into SmackDown, just give me your thoughts on SummerSlam, some things that you liked, some things that you didn't.
Let's see, SummerSlam. It seems so long ago, considering there's a pay-per-view on this week. I love the surprise return of Roman Reigns. I thought it was kind of silly, though, that Asuka lost to Bayley, then they turned around and beat Sasha. So, yeah.
It's the dramas. The dramas.
The drama. What else? Who else fought? Oh, the Randy Orton. Actually, the Randy Orton Drew McIntyre match was actually pretty good. I was not surprised because I know Randy puts on a, you know, he's a good in-ring performer, but that was actually a really good match. I rarely sit through an entire Randy Orton match. So the fact that I actually sat there and watched the whole thing and was entertained was very impressive. And there were a couple titles that didn't... I don't think AJ... Did AJ have a match on Sunday?
No, he did not have a match on Sunday. Apollo Crews defended his title against MVP. Retained the title. Street Profits, they retained their title.
Right, I remember that one. Okay, now Montez Ford finished a move where he put the little spin, the in-air spin on Frog Splash. That was good. Yeah, it was overall, it was cool. I mean, all things considered, I think they did a decent enough job.
You and Mo's hero, Sonya Deville, she came up just a little bit short against Mandy Rose.
I know, we'll see her in a few weeks. She's on her vacation. She's on vacation. Taking some time off. She'll be back.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good show overall as well.
I think the slick back look was a good look for Mandy Rose, though.
She looked like Sharon Stone.
Yeah, it was a good look for her. I like short hair Mandy.
Yeah. She's getting better in the ring, and that's why I think the short hair does a good job to change her up from the old Mandy that people remember.
Right.
So
yeah, but it was pretty good, I guess. Okay. You know, considering that, you know, they couldn't do the usual, you know, SummerSlam because of, you know, COVID and everything, but I think they did okay.
All right. So we'll talk about what happened on Friday night SmackDown. Adam Pearce is talking to the security team. He's saying things are wild right now. Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt, and Braun Strowman are all in the building. They're wilding out. Retribution is still around, so he tells everybody to be on their toes, and they all break. Adam Pearce enters Mr. McMahon's office. He offers a handshake, then a dap, then an arm. Vince takes neither. Vince says that tonight...
Because it's COVID. You can't be just shaking hands all willy-nilly.
Vince says that tonight he's got a mission for Adam Pearce. This will take him to the presence of Roman Reigns. He's back. Vince brings up the triple threat for this Sunday and tells Pierce that he needs signatures on the contract before the night is over. He wants Pierce to start with The Fiend. He says if you can't find him, head over to the Firefly Funhouse and find Bray Wyatt. Speaking of fun, Vince is giving Pierce some attire for later tonight. And by the way, he tells Adam Pierce to say hello to Huskus because Vince loves him. That's very funny because when Bray Wyatt was his original character, Husky Harris. He gave him that name because he thought he was too overweight.
And now look.
The IC champ is here. Jeff says it's good to be standing in the WWE Thunderdome tonight. And after what AJ did to his knee, he's tickled pink. You can see the proof of this as the face paint and shirt both have pink in them. He's about to talk all positive, but the dark and brooding AJ Styles comes out to interrupt. AJ wonders if this is real. Jeff seems pretty proud of himself about last week. Not about his accomplishment, but what he did makes Jeff no hero. Jeff is much more than that. Jeff is a liar and a cheat. AJ said he's had knee injuries before. He didn't whine and cry to get an illegal object on his knee. He said Jeff had a plan. He knew exactly what he was doing with that illegal object. Clearly, AJ had him beat. He says Jeff knows how to play the system. The same doctor that Jeff cried to will not medically clear AJ to compete tonight, and it's all Jeff's fault. Jeff says that sucks because he was about to issue an open challenge to anyone except AJ. AJ says Jeff is just working
so
the system.
So it's not an open challenge then.
Charles Robinson is in the ring to tell AJ he's got to go. AJ says Jeff is taking advantage of the system. AJ steps towards Jeff and Jeff punches him in the face. So we get to commercial break. We come back. We have an intercontinental title match between Jeff Hardy and Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke goes for the knee. Jeff attempts to twist the fate, but Shinsuke tries for the sleeper hold. Jeff escapes. He hits Shin with the knee, twist of fate. Then Jeff goes to the top rope, hits the swanton, and he gets the pin on Shinsuke to retain the Intercontinental title. Inside of this, they did a video for Cesaro. They were like, Cesaro, do you think that Nakamura is more ambitious than you going after the Intercontinental title? And he's like, I wouldn't know so about more ambitious. He was like, I turned my back for 1 second to go grab something. And then I look back up and he's out in the ring challenging for the title. He's like, so I guess everybody, you know, the thing around here is everybody wants to be, you know, a double champion. He's like, I wouldn't call him more ambitious. I would just call him more impulsive.
No tag team is safe, huh? Not in Vince McMahon SmackDowns.
So after the match, when Jeff is leaving the ringside area, the music of Sami Zayn hits. Sami has his IC title. He gets in the face of Jeff and says that he is the champ. There's only one champ, and it's Sami. He and Jeff hold their respective titles in the air. Then we get a hell of a kick to Jeff. Sami yells fraud in Jeff's face. Then Sami heads to the back as AJ points and laughs at Jeff Hardy on the ground. So, yay, Sami Zayn is back.
So, Sami Zayn is not, MVP not the only one walking around with duplicate championship belts.
Hold up now.
Of titles that...
Hold up now.
That they are not so bad.
Kayla tries to stop Sami to ask him why he attacked Jeff. Sami says Jeff is a fraud. He said he won his title fair and square and defended the title at WrestleMania. So that still makes him the champion.
So then if that's the case, Roman Reigns should get him a universal belt to walk around with too.
In theory, you're definitely right.
See?
We head over to the Firefly Funhouse. Bray has a new sweater. He welcomes us to the funhouse and he is so happy to be back with his friends. Huskus tries to wax poetic, but Bray bans him from the internet. Bray says he can't help but feel like something is missing. What could it be? He knows. It's the universal title. It's back. Bray addresses Roman. He says it's been a long time. He tells Reigns it's good to see him again. The doorbell rings, and it's Postman Adam Pearce. You know, like Mr. Rogers?
Yes, I saw it. I saw this segment. I thought it was pretty funny, but I also thought it was interesting because the whole stuff that's going on with the post office.
Right, exactly. Knowing who Vince is supporting and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Bray wonders why he would sign the contract. Pierce says that sometimes there's a connection between him and the Fiend. Bray says, okay, he'll sign it. He does. And then Bray asks us to let him in. So very, very...
So scary.
very little good segment here with Bray Wyatt and Adam Pearce as the postman, Mr. Rogers. If you grew up on that, you know exactly where that came from.
Whenever I watch Firefly Funhouse, I get more of a Pee Wee Herman vibe. Not like goofy, but like setup.
Pee Wee's Playhouse?
Pee Wee's Playhouse? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Yeah.
Very reminiscent of Pee Wee's Playhouse.
He's just missing Lawrence Fishburne and the big foil ball.
Yes, of which I had the whole playhouse with all pieces growing up. Yeah.
We get a King. Yeah, people don't understand. Pee Wee Herman was a big deal.
He was. He really was. Continue.
King Corbin and Matt Riddle, they have a recap. Then Riddle is here in the ring. He wants to speak directly to Baron Corbin. Anyone that can prove that Riddle doesn't belong on SmackDown was entitled to the King's ransom. But it seems like Corbin doesn't want to face Riddle himself. He's scared. If Corbin has something to prove Riddle wrong right now. Come on, bro. Corbin finally comes out. He's talking to Matt Riddle, which allows Chad Gable to attack Matt Riddle from behind. So that leads us to Chad Gable versus Matt Riddle.
Tough luck, Matt Riddle. Looks like you wasted your time.
Bro, come on. I know it's hard to get that little crown on your big little cranium, but come on, dude. This is getting ridiculous, bro. Come on, dude. Let's go. Let's get the show on the go, bro.
Big little cranium? Big little cranium. Nonetheless, this is King Corbin. The reigning King of the Ring in WWE, who's had a major problem with Matt Riddle. Look at King Corbin, just so confident. Sauntering down to the ring. Realizing Riddle's in the middle.
Oh, my God, from behind, and that is Shorty G.
Hey, Matt Riddle, I accept your challenge for a match on behalf of Shorty G.
King Corbin is a man of his word. Okay, and now riding Riddle with the cross faces, Shorty G. Took the cheap shot in the beginning of the matchup and now is in control. The man who I believe Shorty G is going through this identity crisis, Corey, doesn't quite know what to do in his career, who to align with. Oh my God, what a suplex by Riddle.
This is the power we've seen in the past from Matt Riddle.
Shorty G's not having an identity crisis, Cole. He's just going through a rough patch in his career. It happens.
We'll be much richer if he
beautiful does. Tiger suplex. Is it enough to put him away? Oh, and a kick out of 2-8 near fall by Shorty G.
That was amazing. The delivery of the move and the fact that Riddle was able to survive. Shorty G is on a mission.
Hey, Corey, if King Corbin wants Riddle out of SmackDown so badly, does he take another look? The near fall by Shorty G. Why doesn't Corbin just take on Riddle himself?
Because King Corbin doesn't feel that Matt Riddle has earned the opportunity yet. Look at the power. Whoa!
Maybe he's scared. Riddle lands on his feet. What a knee!
Get up!
And now looking to put Shorty G away. There it is.
Bro Derek.
And Riddle with the victory.
Here is your winner, Matt Riddle.
King Corbin disappointed. And now Corbin into the ring and trying to sneak attack Riddle, and Riddle was ready. And now Corbin and Riddle begin to fight. And Riddle misses wildly with a kick, and King Corbin perhaps thinking twice.
Yeah.
Wait, time out. He's not Shorty G no more?
He's not Shorty G.
When did this happen again?
He's not Shorty. Like 2 weeks ago, right? He's not Shorty G on this show. He may be Shorty G on that show. He's Chad Gable on this show. Mama name him Gable. I'm going to call him Gable.
Okay. Continue. Why is Baron Corbin? Can he go away? He's so boring.
This could have been really good if they would have gave him like a real chance to have like a real long match. Chad Gable can really wrestle.
He can.
But they got him really good. They got him out here doing this BS though.
And calling himself Shorty G.
Because that's what Vince
sees probably thought it was gonna. Vince was like, "This is gonna be great. People are gonna love it." Shorty G. It's like, nah, bro.
Jokes always on me, Chad Gage.
Oh, man.
Big E does a selfie interview about not wanting to be on Miz TV. Miz hears this and walks up with John Morrison. In comes Sheamus, and now we've got a three-on-one situation. But in comes Heavy Machinery to even things up. So we go to a commercial, we come back, we go backstage, and Otis has a lunchbox that looks like the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Of course he does.
In comes Sasha and Bayley to tell Big E that some people can only handle a tag team championship. Bayley laughs it off, but Sasha is noticeably bothered by that comment.
The shade.
Bayley was just talking very loose this week.
We're talking big shade.
Kayla is nearby and asks Corbin, who is walking holding the sign. She asks him about, running into Matt Riddle and his challenge. He says he will rearrange Riddle's face and put some dents in his forehead this Sunday. He says he's going to break his toes. He's going to send Riddle to either NXT or UFC. And he will prove this Sunday that Riddle doesn't belong on SmackDown.
I don't think Baron Corbin belongs on SmackDown.
There's a lot of people who would agree with you.
Boring Corbin, as Dee Dee calls him.
Sasha and Bayley are on their way to the ring. Bayley calls this week one of the most difficult of their careers. They both had to defend their titles last week, and now they've got to defend the tag team titles. She says, lucky for them, they are the greatest tag team champions in the world. You've got Bayley Doe straps and Sasha Banks. She says, sorry, too soon. She knows Sasha is still upset, but sometimes even when they have the best intentions, things don't always go as planned. Bayley also wants to say that this is all her fault. She should have never let Sasha challenge Asuka for the title. She saw how Asuka wanted to have fun with Bayley and be the same, but as her best friend, she should have known how she doesn't successfully defend the Raw Championship. Bayley says that this is the past, and they will move forward because Sasha had on some cow print pants. Yeah. Bayley says she is not alone. They're in this together. These tag team titles represent their friendship, and on Sunday, they cannot lose. Sasha says no, Bayley is right. They can't lose. She knows Bayley is worried that they are facing Nia and Shayna. A lot has gone down, but as long as Bayley has her back, they can get through anything. She may not be two belt Banks anymore, but she knows who she is and what she stands for. And lucky for Bayley, she's still her best friend.
The shade.
Nia appears on the screen with her new best friend, Shayna. Shayna says Sasha has had a bad week and it's about to get worse. They express how much they hate each other, but are willing to let that slide to beat Sasha and Bayley. Sasha tells them that she will not be held back and they will win this Sunday, and there's nothing Nia and Shayna can do about that.
That is the most odd, random pairing of wrestlers. Shayna and Nia. It literally came out of nowhere.
That's what they do. Instead of investing in some real tag teams, they just throw two people together. Yeah. Not with any direction or anything. Just, there's two people you don't like. There's two people I don't like. They're the same people. So, obviously, we can be on the same team.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Adam Pearce is looking for Braun Strowman and asks Gulak if he's seen him. Drew says if Pearce has seen Braun, then let him know because he's got some words for that. Gulak grabs a chair and sees Braun bent over a table. He smacks Braun across the back with the chair. Braun no-sells it. Gulak tosses the chair to Adam Pearce and runs. Braun turns and yells at Pearce to get Gulak to the ring right now. He also warns him to find Roman Reigns before he does. He said that the only way that he would sign that contract is if he had a match with Drew Gulak first. We come back to Cesaro being upset with Shinsuke, but here comes Sami to sing Reunited, and it feels so good. Shinsuke points out that he's been gone for 4 months without a phone call. Shinsuke is sad. Sami says, yeah, he should have communicated better. He apologizes. Cesaro says, not to be sorry. Some things have changed for the better. Sami says that this was the plan, to give them space and for them to come together. Since this is amazing, fellow artists and champions. Sami puts his title next to the tag team titles, wanting to be a part of the championship lounge. Cesaro says they've been having a conversation and they would like Sami to leave. Sami says, he's got to go actually now that he thinks of it. treating Sammy so bad.
They, you know, he's been gone, and this is the welcome that he gets back.
I know.
It's not okay.
It's not okay at all. Braun Strowman versus Drew Gulak. We get a senton by Strowman. Braun lifts Drew by the neck and chokeslams him down. Braun screams at Drew, asking if this is what Drew wanted. We get the running power slam and the pin for the 1-2-3. Adam Pearce is at the top of the ramp with the contract. Braun signs and continues walking to the back. So Adam Pearce has done his job 2/3 of the way. He's just got to find
Almost
Roman.
There.
Yeah, he's just got to find Roman. Kalisto is backstage with Lince Dorado and Grand Metalik. He tells them to stay. He asks them for a favor. Stay back here and watch how it's done. Kalisto heads to the ring as Cesaro and Shinsuke attack Grand Metalik and Lince Dorado from behind. So we have Cesaro versus Kalisto. Kalisto steps on the chest of Cesaro and drops into a DDT in the cover for a two count. That was really nice. Kalisto spins looking for the finish, but Cesaro shoves him away. A hurricane run to Cesaro follows. Shinsuke is up on the apron. He distracts Kalisto for a second because Grand Metalik and Lince come to pull Shinsuke off of the rope. That allows Cesaro to roll up Kalisto and get the pin for the 1-2-3.
I think that's a distraction finish.
Yes, it is. Take a sip.
But I don't. Well, it's just water, so it doesn't have the same effect.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. Sometimes you have to rehydrate before you can.
Exactly. It's important.
Kalisto, Lince Dorado, and Graham and Elite, they all argue in the ring until Kalisto gives them both a big hug.
Aw, look at Vince teasing a breakup. Lucha House Party been together for 100 years. And now he's trying to tease a breakup. Vince is just bored.
Possibly. Backstage, Nikki Cross is holding an empty coffee mug. In comes Tamina. She asks how Alexa is. Everyone is worried about her. In comes Alexa with some pigtails. She has the like old school Alexa Bliss hair, Harley Quinn hair. Mm-hmm. Nikki sees a braid slash dreadlock, and Nikki says that's a bit extreme. Nikki says it may not be the best idea. It reminds her of the Fiend. Alexa's eyes are all kind of glazed over for a second, and then she snaps out of it. She tells Nikki not to worry. She thought Nikki would be more supportive. So much for friendship. Alexa slams the mug down and goes all kinds of Harley Quinn before leaving.
Uh-oh. See, look, all these tag team breakups being teased.
You're right. Mm-hmm. What do you feel about the slow Alexa Bliss? Looks like she's trying to go back over to the Fiend. Do you like it?
To the dark side?
Mm-hmm.
I can dig it. It'll be something different. Switch things up a little bit. But I feel like Nikki Cross would have been more of a good fit for the... Because, I mean, remember Nikki Cross had the whole sanity thing?
And right.
Now she's, like, normal-ish?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would have made more sense for Nikki Cross to be one of the Fiend's followers.
Adam Pearce.
Or maybe like 2 years ago, Nikki, since she's evolved since then.
Adam Pearce finally decides to open the door to Roman Reigns' locker room without asking. He hands over the pen to Roman. Roman says, we'll have to take a look at this contract first. So now it's time for what was going to be our main event. The Miz, John Morrison, and Sheamus taking on Big E and Heavy Machinery. Otis comes in. He tosses John Morrison around. We get a caterpillar to John Morrison. The Miz locks up and hits the skull-crushing finale on Otis. But Big E rolls back into the ring. He hits the big ending on The Miz and he pins him for the 1-2-3. How do you like the story with Big E trying to be a singles competitor, but they keep putting him in all these tag team matches?
I told you, Vince don't know what he want to do right now. They need to give my boy Biggie a chance. Kofi had his moment. Biggie has to carry the torch for the New Day until they're back together again. And this would be really great momentum. Like, let him have a successful singles run, put a couple championships on him. Then when the New Day comes back, they'll have all the gold too.
I can dig it.
See? New Day dose straps. New Day, all the straps.
Reigns is backstage. He makes some guarantees. He signs the contract. And then afterwards, after he says all his guarantees, he says, this is not just a prediction. That's a spoiler. And then we pan over to see Paul Heyman sitting on the couch beside Roman. And Paul says, believe that. And that's how SmackDown goes off the air.
That is the storyline I can get behind. However, I think they should have gave more time for Paul Heyman to be Roman's mouthpiece before Payback. Because could you imagine like promos back and forth between Paul Heyman and Firefly Funhouse? Oh, gosh. Firefly Funhouse?
Isn't it so easy to say when you want to say it so fast?
It is a tongue twister. Those would be like some really epic promos. Maybe that's in the plans.
Yeah. I'm very intrigued. And I'm not intrigued.
Including Braun Strowman because he doesn't cut good promos.
No, not really. Yeah, I'm very intrigued. Everybody was like, oh no, y'all think they really going to turn Roman heel after SummerSlam? Y'all know that's just the same old Roman.
Nope. I'm here for it.
I'm very here for it. I've been
wanting heel Roman for a long time.
Long time.
Even, I'm here.
Even Roman said that he's been waiting to do this for a long time. Let's go.
Look, buddy got his teeth done. He like, hey, back, I'm heel. See, it's the teeth. The teeth. Uh-huh. See what happens when people get their teeth done? Him and Randy going back and forth on socials.
Yeah, Randy don't want none.
He don't.
He don't
want Roman none. About to leave. Roman gonna leave us soon. He on his way out the door. He like, Hollywood is calling. I ain't mad at him, though.
Yeah.
Make your money, man.
That's right. But yeah, this next few months should be very, very, very fun when it comes to Roman and this heel turn and him and Paul just doing whatever they want, saying whatever they want.
I'm here for it.
Interesting to see how Payback plays out tonight as they're going to have the triple threat match for the title. Assuming that Roman is going to win this tonight. But who knows?
Come on. You think so? I think the Fiend's going to retain. They can't keep doing Bray Wyatt like that.
They've been making doing...
him look weak. He's supposed to be like this immortal, unstoppable being.
That don't mean nothing if Braun Strowman get pinned.
You right.
He can still look unstoppable.
Right. I had to think about it. You right. You is right.
So,
but I would love I want an ongoing feud. Like, remember back in the day when the feuds used to last more than they were also not having pay-per-views every month either, so the feuds would last a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like the feuds are just a lot shorter now. But now I would love an ongoing feud between Bray and Roman.
If you want some longer storytelling, you have to watch AEW. They don't appreciate
their women enough for me.
Yeah, they've been running into that problem here past month or so. They had gotten on track up until this month, August. And then they just turned everything around.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
They got some talent.
They got a lot of talent. It just shows up on their YouTube show that nobody really, you have to really be like, oh, snap, it's AEW Dark. And we remember to watch that on YouTube. Then you'll see a whole bunch of people. All the black wrestlers, all the women, they're all on there.
Mm-hmm. Had such high hopes for AEW when they first launched.
Yeah, they were like, doing really good from the beginning of this year till they had a good 8 month run, I'll say, where everything was clicking. But here in the last month, they've actually gone down a little bit as far as who they're representing and who they're showcasing. But yeah, that's why WWE, man, they've been putting so many women on, like, especially Raw. Good crowd. Like, mm-hmm. They had like 5 segments with women on Monday Night Raw this past week.
But Hulu only shows like two of them, so that's why we don't rock with Hulu replays. Raw anymore.
Hulu and AEW, get y'all stuff together when it comes to
get it together. You better put wrestling. Some respect on the ladies' names.
That's right. That's right.
So we got, this is the go home show to Payback. So we obviously have this triple threat match is the main event,
right?
And that's the, and the women's tag team title,
right? Match. Matt Riddle versus Baron Corbin, Big E versus Sheamus, Randy Orton versus Keith Lee, and that's all I know.
Ooh, Keith Lee versus Randy. That's right, because Keith Lee did debut on Raw.
Yes, he did, with terrible music.
Oh, just our look. Just you know what? They're not finna ruin my Sunday.
Yeah, Keith Lee said that he's getting new music, so just be patient. He's getting new ring gear, so everybody who's complaining about the ring gear, be patient. You know, things change when you get on the main roster. So
clearly,
he's saying.
Well, I will say this: I had my weekly Friday night happy hour slash watch catch up on wrestling with my uncle on Friday, and my cousin decided to join us. He's a new wrestling fan, and this is the one who was like asking me if Pat McAfee and Adam Cole really hated each other, and right. I was like, "Kayfabe." He's like, "No, but what I mean is they really hate each other." I'm like, "Kayfabe." I just kept saying that. He's like, but is it a real feud? And I'm like, oh my God, would you please look up that word? So now he's like into it. So we were watching NXT this past, on Friday. We were watching NXT. We watched TakeOver first. I had already seen TakeOver. We watched this past week's NXT. So Wednesday's NXT. I hadn't watched it already, but I knew the results. So I bet them that Breezango was going to win the tag team title. Because when they first came out, they were like, who are they? They not finna win. And then, you know, it's Imperial, right?
Imperium,
they
yes.
They came out. They were like, oh, yeah, that Breezango about to lose. I'm like, all right, bet. Put your money up. So they were like, okay, how much? I was like, just $5 a piece. So, of course, when Breezango won, they're like, you've seen this before. I was like, I haven't watched it. But, of course, because of WrestleCast, I knew what was going to happen. And then my cousin's like, well, I can Venmo you $5. I don't have it on me right now. I'm like, you know what? Keep it a funky $5. but now he's like into NXT and he's like, okay, so what's a heel? And what's babyface? And I'm like, you know, you're asking too many questions. You just got to watch it. It's like watching a soap opera. You just watch it and you'll figure it out. You'll catch up. You'll figure it out. So now he's sold on NXT. Even the baby, my nephew, even he likes wrestling. He calls it pro tackle. so he's two. So
yeah,
so the whole family's into it.
Look at you spreading love.
I mean, listen, somebody's got to. Yeah,
that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, he's making a good choice by putting a lot of chips and investing into NXT.
Yeah.
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 Good stuff. Good stuff. Any Oh, go ahead.
Oh, and I was going to say, Uncle Danny also caught up on SummerSlam, and he's really upset that Sasha Banks lost. It's not fair. He said it's not fair. Oh, yeah. He loves women's wrestling. Huge fan.
Yes.
But,
yes.
Shout out.
Did you see on your version of Hulu, they probably didn't have this.
I don't even watch the Hulu.
Did you see the six women tag match or any highlights?
I had to watch it on YouTube.
Okay, but you at least got to see
yes,
Liv, Ruby, and Bianca.
Bianca Belair and the Riot Squad.
Yes. Oh, excuse me.
Diana Ross and the Supremes. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Bianca looking fantastic. Her and Zelina Vega have really good chemistry.
They do. And it's just so it's unfair, but it's delightfully unfair how much Bianca just beats the brakes off of her every week, week in and week out, week in and week out. So, yeah.
All right. So I'll turn it over to you at this time for your shout outs and thank yous.
Shout outs to me for being awesome and to Don for having me again and our Rastacast family. And the people who give us advertisements so we can keep the podcast free, them too.
Yes, I like to thank all the patrons over on patreon.com/CSPN Media for supporting the podcast. If you want to become a patron and have access to the dark match, all you have to do is go over to patreon.com/CSPN Media, sign up for either our $3 or $5 membership, and then you'll get exclusive content each and every week from the WrestleCast. So that's before and after conversations from all the podcasts we record, and also the dark match where we review AEW Dynamite and have candid conversations about other things other than wrestling sometimes, or just more in-depth stuff on wrestling. So please check out the dark match. Also, go over to cspn.us, click on the tab that says keep our podcast free, keep the show free, just shop with some of our advertisers, you know, Amazon, that one. Mm-hmm. Buy your stuff from there through cspn.us, and some of your purchases will come back to help keep the podcast free each and every week. Subscribe to the WrestleCast-CSPN to listen to SmackDown Matters each and every week. All you have to do is look for the logo that has the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and you'll get SmackDown Matters, the WrestleCast, RawCast, and NXTCast all in your feed. Also, the guys over at The Push, they will also show up on your feed as well, so big shout out to them. Shout out to everybody who gives a bit time for the hashtag each and every week. SmackDown Matters, you can join us every Friday night, share your commentary with color. Also, the people who are going to join us for Payback on this Sunday, watching the pay-per-view with us, we definitely appreciate your commentary with color as well. So for my co-host,
hashtag, what's the hashtag today?
The Big Pay Cast.
The Big Pay Cast.
Yep.
I'll be watching on Jade Time, but I will watch.
Okay. So that means that, like, 1 a.m, my phone will be going off for some type of hot take.
1 o'clock your time, 10 p.m. my time.
So I'm looking forward to that. Such a quick turnaround. I'm wondering what they're going to be able to do, but it shall be interesting nonetheless. So thank you, Miss Jade, for joining me on this edition of SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
As your best friend, I should have known your history, how you can never successfully defend a Raw title. So, who am I to say? I mean, don't mean it like that. Look, that's in the past, okay? And we're gonna move forward, get it? Okay? Sunday, we're a tag team, you know? We are stronger together. You're not alone. We are in this together. I mean, you always say that these tag team championships represent us. They represent our friendship, you know? And on Sunday, we cannot lose. I may not be 2 belt banks anymore, but I know exactly who I am and what I stand for. And lucky for you, you are still my best friend. And I'm gonna do everything in my power to make sure that we keep.
Ladies, up here. Sasha, you've had a bad week. And it is about to get so much worse.
Yeah, you two have done the impossible. Because the only person or people I can't stand more than Shayna are you two.
Don't get it twisted. I despise her. She actually sucks. But any chance to get to beat you two up and get the women's tag team titles? I'll partner with anyone.
All right. So what is the whole point of all of this? You guys interrupting us.
You two are out there talking about what the titles mean to you, what they represent, how they epitomize
You're talking about everything except for winning.
Yeah.
Winning? We don't need to talk about winning because winning is just what we do. You think because I had 1 bad week that is gonna hold me back? Well, that is out of your damn mind. You see, I am Sasha Banks. I know what I want, when I want, and how I want, and come this Sunday at Payback, I will get my vengeance. And I will be walking out with my tag team title. And there's not a damn thing the two of you can do about that.